Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to part 19 in our series of studies on the three P's of our profession. The second P of our profession is preparing. That means preparing disciples to grow into fully mature Christians. And a fully mature Christian is one who loves God with all of his or her mind and heart and loves their neighbors as themselves. That's what a fully mature Christian is. Now let me ask you this question. If a person has a drug abuse problem, they're taking drugs all the time, heroin, cocaine, whatever. They've lost their job. They've lost their wife. They've been kicked out of their home. Or maybe they have an alcohol problem. And they're just continuously drunk. I mean, they walk out of a bar. They stumble to the car. Perhaps they've been in a couple of car accidents. Perhaps they've gotten beaten up by gangs of people because they're already out of their minds and people can take advantage of them. Would you say that that person loves his or herself? Or would you say that that person hates themselves? Now that person may say, yeah, I love myself. But if they have a problem with drug abuse, and it's a continuous thing, if they have a problem with alcoholism, then they are actually destroying themselves. So whether or not they think they love themselves, they're actually hating themselves because they are bringing destruction upon themselves. Another question. If a man says that he loves his wife, and yet he's running around cheating on her, does he really love his wife, or does he hate his wife? Well, think about this. He gets caught in the act of adultery by his wife. Think about the hurt that she has, the embarrassment. Perhaps she's hurt because she no longer can trust him. She put her trust in him, thought that he was doing the right thing, thought that he was working hard, working late, and yet he was working hard on this other woman. Well, that's obviously not showing love toward his wife. That's showing hatred toward her. And then maybe he will repent. Maybe he'll say, honey, please forgive me. And then a few months later, he's out there with another woman, again, committing adultery. He does this over and over again. And the woman, perhaps she's willing to forgive him. But imagine the pain and the suffering that she is experiencing. So is that love toward her? Is it actually showing hatred toward her? And I would say that it's showing hatred toward her because actually he is hurting her over and over again. He's broken the trust. Perhaps he can even bring home a disease and literally kill her. What about a parent that says, oh, I love my kids, and yet if it's the man, he's beating his child senseless. Why? Because his son comes home from school with a B instead of an A. Or maybe it's the other extreme. And a mother says, oh, I love my child. I love little Susie. And she won't discipline Susie. She lets Susie eat all of the ice cream she wants, all of the candy she wants. And Susie is always sick. She's always at the doctor's office. She's always got some kind of medical problem. Would you say that this father or mother is really showing love toward their child? Or are they showing hatred toward their child? Again, I would say that they are showing hatred toward their child. This man is beating his son senseless every time he comes home with a B and calling him stupid and why can't you do better? Or the mom, oh, I love you, little Susie, and yet she's allowing Susie to be sick all the time and could even be contributing to Susie's early death because she could die of diabetes at a tender age, maybe of 50 years old. So, let's ask this question. If a person says, oh, I love God, and yet that person is murdering his fellow human being, does that person truly love God? Well, you know about people during slavery days, for instance, preachers even, that owned slaves, that would go home and beat their slaves, go home and rape one of their slaves, would go home and just treat their slaves with utter disrespect, sell a mother or father to a different slave owner, breaking up the family. And yet this good old Christian pastor is going to church and preaching every Sunday. Is that truly showing love toward God when they are hating their brother? And you might remember this story, and this is a true story, about a man, Ray Killen, who killed, or who at least led, was the ringleader in the murder of three people who had come to Mississippi during the freedom marches in the 60s. And they killed these three people, and he was the ringleader. And he's been convicted of murder, manslaughter. This person was a pastor. Did this person really love God? Well, again, I would venture to say, no way. That person is actually hating God, because they are hating someone that God has created in His image, in His likeness. So if you are murdering, hating these people who were created in God's image, after God's likeness, then you are hating God. Now let's prove this from the scriptures. Let's turn over to the first epistle of John. This is the first epistle of John. And we'll read verses 4, or chapter 4. This is chapter 4, the first epistle of John, chapter 4, and we'll read verses 20 through 21. So this is the first epistle of John, not the Gospel of John, but the first epistle of John, chapter 4, and verses 20 through 21. And it says here, if anyone says, oh, I love the Lord, and yet he hates his brother, then this person is a liar. For if he does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Because it's easy for somebody to say, oh, well, I just love the Lord, because they've never seen the Lord. But what if the Lord looked like one of their slaves? Would they then love the Lord? So it's easy to say you love somebody when they're far away, when you have no contact with them, because you can imagine in your mind all kinds of things about this person. But when you deal with that person face to face on a daily basis, when you really get to know that person, would you still love them? Yeah, it's easy to love from a distance, and God, of course, in a sense, is a far distance away from us. We don't see God literally face to face and interact with Him as we do another human being. So it's easy to say that we love God. And yet, if we hate somebody who's been created in God's image and in God's likeness, then we are truly hating God. Now, with the other examples that we talked about, where it's a person hating themselves because of drug abuse and alcoholism, or a husband hating his wife because he's continuously committing adultery, or parents hating their kids because either they beat them senseless for no good reason, and of course it's never good to beat them senseless, so they beat them senseless, or else they don't discipline them at all and allow the kid to hurt themselves. In all of those cases, and in the case of us saying that we love God and yet hating our brother, and so we're truly hating God, in all cases we're actually hating either ourselves or another individual. Why? Well, what it has in common, all of those things, is that we are breaking some kind of rule of relationship. We have broken some kind of rule of relationship. And when we break these rules of relationships, we are actually causing harm to another person or to ourselves. Therefore, we are actually hating ourselves or someone else or God, because we are breaking these rules of relationships. And so God has rules of relationships. In other words, God defines love by His law. Now I know for a lot of Christians, they think of the word law and they think it's a negative word. And yet God defines love by His law. God doesn't leave it up to you and me to determine what is love. God tells us what love is. So again, I say, a person will say, oh, I love the Lord, and yet they're killing their brothers. That is not God's definition of love. That may be your definition of love. That may be somebody else's definition of love. But that's not God's definition of love. And God defines love by his law. Let's see this in Romans chapter 13 and verses 8 through 10. This is Romans chapter 13 and verses 8 through 10. Here we're going to see that God defines love by his law. In other words, there are rules governing relationships. Here it says, don't owe anyone anything except this one thing, which is to love one another. For he who loves one another or another person has fulfilled the law. That's what God is talking about. If you want to fill up the purpose and the intent of the law, then you have to love. And God goes on to define this love. For God says, do not commit adultery. Do not murder. So, husbands, don't commit adultery if you truly love your wives. Pastors, don't have slaves. Don't kill people who are of a different color, a different race, a different nationality, a different ethnicity. Because if you do that, then you are in spirit or literally committing murder. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not lust. And if there is any other what? Any other commandment. These are some of the Ten Commandments that God gave to Israel at Mount Sinai, but as we're going to see in later programs, that God gave to all mankind in the letter and spirit of the law. So God's law has always been his expression and his definition of love. So these are some of the commandments out of the law. And it says, if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this phrase. This is the essence of the commandments. This is the motivation behind God giving the commandments. It's summed up in this phrase, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love works no ill to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Yes, that's right. God defines love by his law, his Ten Commandments, in the letter and spirit of the law. So the law is good, but why do so many people think that it's bad? Well, we'll cover that in our next program. Thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.